once again as you are able. If it is difficult to stand, just put your hand over your heart and be ready to receive the Word of God. In Philippians, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse, the Word of the Most Holy God says this: If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I've been here many, many years, but I will tell you right now that the sermon that you're about to hear is the most dangerous sermon you will ever hear. Today, I'm going to tell you something that can change your life for good or for ill, because the secrets that I'm about to tell you from the life of Christ can be used to exalt or can be used to bring low. These things are true no matter how you use them. So understand that today is a hard word, but this is a word that can help you become all you can be, or it can help you become destructive. This word is true for anybody, no matter who they are, because the same thing is possible. All of humanity is made in the image of God, and by that we have power, for good or ill. So take today and be careful with it, because today we're going to talk about the secrets of success. Some of this you've heard before, and you just kind of let it glance off. But we're looking at this today in how Jesus used these same principles for his success. And we're going to start out just right into it. The first secret is you know what you want. And I'm talking about a clear goal, not a wish. All of us wish that we were rich, beautiful, thin. All of us wish that, you know, we lived in X house or had X car. All of us wish we had X clothing, X amount of money in the bank. Those are vague wishes, and they are a waste of your time. Wishing is a waste of time. Say that with me. Wishing is a waste of time, because by its very nature, a wish says, yes, I know that this is what I would like to have, but I'm not willing to do anything to get it. That's what a wish is. A wish is just this vague thing that kind of hangs around, and, you know, you can actually depress yourself with your wishes. You can be depressed by what you wish for. A goal, on the other hand, is something clear-cut. It's definite. It's something that you can quantify. It's something you can put down and look at and say, this is where I'm headed. This is where I'm going. That's a goal. God had a goal. God had a very clear goal. According to the scriptures that we read today, God's goal was to be reunited with the humanity that He created. When human beings sinned, we created a chasm between us and God. Whether you take the first 11 chapters of Genesis as an allegory or as actual history makes no difference to the fact that what it means is God made perfection and we messed it up, and by that we created a chasm and we were no longer able to be in the presence of God. Now God, being God, could cross the chasm to us, but we could not cross the chasm to Him. And He wanted us with Him. He wanted us just not in the creation, but He wanted us in the kingdom. And we had no way to get there. So Jesus came to creation, to fallen creation, to create a bridge so that we might pass into the kingdom. Reconciliation, that was the goal. Jesus came to become the bridge between who we are and who we can be. These imperfect human beings that could be perfected. He gave us that. The bridge to perfection. That was the goal. Reconciliation. He came that we would no longer be dead, but be alive. He came not just so, you know, death end. But death for a Christian is simply walking through a door into the light and life of God. Jesus came so that God and humanity could be together again. It was a goal. It's what God wanted. And you know, like the song that we sing, "Here Am I, Send Me." He said, "I'll do it. I'll do it." So the first thing is, you've got to know what you want. If you ask people what they want, most of them don't have a clue. If you don't believe that, walk into any Bible study where you've got a group of people together and say, "What would you like to study?" And what are they going to say? "I don't know. I don't know." Whatever you want is fine with us. Whatever you want is fine with us. We have all these kind of vague wishes. But we don't have a goal. So the first part is, you got to have a goal. What we are going to talk about today as a group is we are going to have the goal of going on to perfection. Becoming perfect. But I will tell you this right now. There is no goal that doesn't cost. Wishing doesn't cost you anything but time. But a goal is going to cost you time, effort, and your resources. You all know where you are when you listen to yourself talk. How many times have we said, "Oh, I wish I knew the Bible better," but never pick it up? Don't attend a Bible study. Don't even read it. Now, is that a goal? No. Because if it is your goal to understand the Word of God, then you're going to spend time in the Word of God. You're going to attend some form of Bible study because, let's face it, we understand much better together than any of us ever will one by ourselves. That's one of the reasons God put human beings together, is because one of us by ourselves can come up with some of the weirdest stuff you've ever heard. But all of us together can, you know, help anchor each other. And at least if you know if you're going out on a limb, somebody's there to catch you. I wish I had a better prayer life. But yet, what we do is we wait until we're totally exhausted and getting ready to go to sleep. And we, Lord, I really thank you for... Wait till you're going to bed. Wait till you're in the bed. And that's when you decide you're going to pray. And you're usually asleep before you get the amen. And any talking that's been done has been you. You haven't listened at all. I wish I had a better prayer life. I wish I could get rid of this habit or that habit. See, it's not just spiritual stuff. You can use these for any goal you set. That's why I say it's dangerous. Because you can use these same principles for any goal that you set. Human beings can do anything humanly possible. You can have anything you want that is humanly possible. You cannot, however, have things that are impossible. You cannot, you know, if you're 53 and you want to be 25, there is no way you can set a goal and say, I'm going to be 25. That's impossible. Now, if you're 53 and want to look 25 and you can say, that's a goal of mine, you can go to plastic surgeons. You can go to all the spas. I mean, you know, they can truss you up. So I guess you could look 25. But, you, like I say, you can have anything you want. There is nothing impossible for you. If it's humanly possible to obtain, you can obtain it. You can have anything you want. But you can't have everything you want. You can have anything you want, but you can't have everything you want. That's the reason it's important to have a goal. Or to have goals. Because you have to prioritize. Because you can have anything, but you can't have everything. You know why? Because it costs. It costs. It costs time, our most precious commodity. Because it's the only thing you can't get back. It'll take effort. Nothing has ever been achieved without effort. Nothing worthwhile has ever been achieved without effort. And I think it was Zig Ziglar who said that the elevator to success is out of order, but the stairs are always there. If you're willing to put forth the time, the effort, and the resources, you can have anything you want. Jesus did that. He spent 33 years in our little wilderness here. He led a sinless life for 33 years. Let me ask you, how many of us could make it 33 days? Yeah, some of y'all couldn't make it 33 minutes. A couple of stricklers, we might be talking seconds. Just saying. Jesus had barely teachable disciples. He had opposition on every side. He had ingratitude. He had a family that didn't understand him. They thought he was crazy. They came to him when he was teaching and said, your family's out here. They want to take you home. Because they thought he was nuts. He worked to the point of exhaustion and he died on a cross. Jesus knew the cost. But just knowing the cost isn't enough. You got to be willing to pay the cost. You have to be willing to pay the cost. That's how you know whether or not it's a wish or a goal. Because wishes, yeah, that would be really great. We would love it if God would wave a magic wand and give us what we want. But now, if you've got to work for it, when the rubber hits the road, it's a whole nother story. I want to be 125 pounds. I have absolutely no intention of doing what it takes to get there. You know, I'm trying to, you know, be more healthy. I'm trying to make, you know, good decisions with what I eat, and, you know, and I have become more active, and yes, I'm losing some weight, and I'm, you know, my general health is very good, and I'm trying to keep that, and, you know, now that I've hit senior citizen range, I never thought I'd make it here. Now that I have, I figure, well, you know, I might as well take care of me. But the price that it would take for me to be at model weight, there's no way I would ever do that. Wouldn't do it. I'm not going to exercise for 2 hours every day. Not going to happen. I'm not going to live, you know, on a half a slice of tomato and a piece of lettuce. It's just not going to happen. You know, God gave us potato chips for a reason. I knew I'd get an amen somewhere. But there's other things that are, you know, like way more important to me that I am willing to pay the cost for. But you have to be willing to pay the cost. And you have to start paying it. And here's the thing, is you have to pay the whole cost. You can't just pay part of the cost. You have to pay the whole cost. And here's the real kicker, you have to do it in advance. What's up with that? Do you know that if you want a degree from a university, they expect you to go to all the classes and pass them before they'll give you a degree? Do you know that if you want to win the Pulitzer Prize for Literature, you have to at least write the book? They don't just give it to you. It'd be great, wouldn't it? See, we want the whole world to be like a restaurant. We want to go in and eat our fine meal and then pay for it if we liked it. But that's not the way it works. It's not a restaurant. If you want something, you've got to pay the whole cost in advance. You want eternal life? Jesus says, I want all of you right now. You want the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? You can't just say, well, you know, Lord, I'll show up on Sunday for an hour and we'll call it. And he says, uh-uh. If you want it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, you got to do it, and you have to give it all from the beginning. When you surrender your life to Christ, for Him to be your Lord and Savior, He wants it all. Not 80%, not 90%, not 99.9%. He wants it all. He gave it all. He wants it all. Is it worth the cost? You better believe it. But you've got to pay in advance. He did. He set the example. Pay in advance. All of it. You want to win the Super Bowl and wear the ring, then you have to work. You got to win all the games, or enough of the games to get there, and you got to win the last one. The good news is, better than football, Christianity, we've already got it. We've already won. We just have to get there. We just have to get to the finish line because the score's already been called. Folks, this is so important. If you choose a goal, hopefully the goal of going on to being perfect. Being perfect, by the way, doesn't mean that you never make a mistake. It means you never knowingly sin. That's the definition of perfection. Never knowingly sinning. If you are in complete communion with Christ and you never knowingly sin, that's going on to perfection. If you achieve perfection, you have life abundant. You do have problems, but you don't have any worries. You might have sickness, but you have no disease. You might have things that'll come from all directions, but you're impervious. Because it's perfect. That communion is perfect. And it's an obtainable goal. What's your goal? You can have anything you want. Drug lords follow this same principle. Businessmen, good and bad, follow these same principles. These are the secret to success. It's what Jesus did, and he achieved his goal. He built that bridge of reconciliation so that we have the opportunity to go on to perfection. Is that your goal? Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, there are probably some people in this room who a long time ago or maybe just last week said, I want to follow Jesus, but have not made perfection their goal. We haven't spent the time and the effort. We haven't dedicated ourselves. We have let other things, less significant things, consume our time. And then we fall back into, I wish this and I wish that. But Lord, you know the hearts of everyone here. And you know that there are some in this room who've heard your message this day who want the goal, not the wish. So, Lord, I pray that everyone who wants the goal would set their minds this day upon you. Would set themselves on the path to perfection. Understanding that it won't happen overnight. And it'll take a lot of effort. But you're there in the effort. It'll take a lot of time, but it's time well spent. It'll take all that we have as resources, our energy, our talents, our gifts, and Lord, yes, even our money. But that's okay, because we give our resources over to you as you set our goal and you help us to attain it. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.